now when trailing in the fourth quarter with that 37-28 win over Monmouth. What were you able to do so well to pull the one out on Saturday?
I think what we ended up doing, we ended up once again, we prefer not to be in those situations. But I mean that once again we played off of one another where we, got a fourth down stop against Monmouth, who was a very, very good and well-coached football team. We knew we had our hands full. We got a fourth down stop late, and then we're able to answer that with a score. And then, the game just kind of unfolded in our favor, and then we got a turnover late, which I'm sure is just crushing for Monmouth because the ball kind of slipped out of the quarterback's hands. It could have been ruled one way or the other, but we were recipient of a good turnover there. I mean, it's the kind of a characteristic of this football team that they, that we don't play great all the time, but when it's really needed right now, we seem to step up and make the plays necessary. And, as we go down this final stretch, the outs become tougher and tougher. So, I mean, we try to see if we can get out to a quick start at some point in time in this season and then manage the game from that perspective. But, it's just a resilient group of guys that stay short focused. And, it helps when you got people like, Dev really playing high level at quarterback. I think you got, Malik Grant and Deion Silas running the ball extremely well. And then you got Marquise Buchanan and a handful of receivers. And if we don't turn the ball over, we're probably in pretty good shape. But we turned it over twice in bad situations and got to fix that.
First question this morning from Kevin Trestling. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Rob. Thanks. Hey, Coach Fleming. I just wanted to ask you how the improvements Delaware has made to prep for its move up next year. How that increases the challenges you guys face coming down to Newark on Saturday when you guys have a chance to accomplish some pretty nice things this season with the great year you're having.
Yeah, you'd have to define what you're asking about, what Delaware's improvements are. I have no idea.
Well, I mean, they've already got a little a. A few more scholarship players than other guys, and some players who've come because they know they're moving up to FBS next year.
Yeah, I mean, I really have no gauge on that. They've always had more than we've had, but we've been able to have good football games with them. Last time we was down there, it was a knockdown drag out, and we were able to figure it out. Last time they were up here, they had their way with us, but a couple times ago, they came up and we got them. But we've always been, shorthanded compared to what Delaware has, and so I don't really look at that as an effect on the game.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next question from Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Good to see you, man.
You
As
too.
always.
Yes, sir.
So you sort of alluded to it to start here, but when you're a coach and you are preaching playing 60 minutes of football to a team, this team really seems to buy in on that. The fact that until the clock hits zero, they keep fighting. Of all the teams that you've coached at Rhode Island, do you feel like this team is maybe the most bought in it's ever been in terms of playing 60 minutes of football?
Yeah, I do. I think, but you've got to look back to, growth, through the years. I mean, it's very easy to reinforce the message, which has always been the same. It's boring. Play 60 minutes, play one snap at a time. Every coach says the same things. But, when you go from, last season, for instance, or the season before, the ways we lost certain games was lack of composure or lack of focus, didn't play every snap, but you got in your own way. And so when you have that growth and understanding, it makes it easier for them to lock in on the message. And then, of course, when you open up the season and you scored in the last 19 seconds, I mean, it kind of is, it's a big rubber stamp on what your message has been. And we've kind of kept it going all along. And at some point in time, we'd like to see them, not wait until the fourth quarter, but that's what you get. You get 60 minutes to play, and that they really have bought in. But I think it's not just, them. I think it's them and learned experiences from before that's kept us from getting to the levels that we wanted to get to. And so it's easy for them to understand the importance, and then it's validated by success.
And then my other question was just about Devin, and his continued improvement. Where do you feel like you've seen the most growth out of him at that position?
I mean, yeah, in every area, it's just really fun to watch. I mean, he's a very, very talented player, as we all know. He makes improvements each and every week. Some of that's a result of more repetitions doing what we're doing offensively. Understanding the scheme, understanding the structure, and then getting into that flow. How to manage the game, make sure we're getting the ball distributed, make sure the backs can carry it enough, and so he's grown tremendously that way. His confidence is really elevating, and as his confidence is elevating, his leadership skills are coming. I'll give you a good sideline comment. Last week, when Dion bounced that ball out to our sideline and went up for about 25, and Deb found himself out there and came back and threw a block on the defensive end. I heard over my shoulder one of the kids going, "That's my quarterback," and that's kind of thing that's kind of just kind of blossomed for him. So I continue to be excited about what's there for him as we continue to grow. Because like everybody else, I still think that we have room for improvement, and he's very self-critical of himself, and he'll continue to push himself to a high level.
Thanks for sharing that. Is there anything better than a quarterback block? Go figure.
Nothing. I mean, really, it's nothing. It's nothing. The only thing I wish he hadn't done is used his throwing shoulder.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim.
Yep.
Jamie, next question from Kevin Stern. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Kev. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Look, there's only 3 weeks left. As the season sort of comes to a close, how hard is it to keep guys focused, on that day to day when the goal is getting closer and closer, and it's hard to ignore that fact?
Well, first off, 3 weeks is an eternity for a football coach. Second off is that it's, when you are in the hunt, it's very easy to keep focused. I think that, they understand the importance of every game grows every step down the road. We've got three quality opponents that we have the opportunity to play. And then you're hoping that, that you can do enough to be able to have a chance to play more, So I think it's, I think it's very easy to keep them focused. We put Monmouth behind this morning, and moved heavy on to Delaware, just got finished practice, and they've got a good vibe, obviously feeling good about themselves. But they know it's going down to Delaware, playing a very good football team is going to require our best, and that's where we're at. We have to continue to try to improve in areas that that we failed last weekend, and to make those improvements at this stage of the game require a tremendous amount of effort focused on everything. How you take care of your body, how you're taking care of your sleep, getting prepared each and every week to finish this drill.
And just one more for me real quick. In terms of how you handle practice this late in the season, how much do you have to kind of make sure that guys are, not putting too much strain on their body, but still getting enough contact in where you're ready for a game on Saturday?
Well, that's a very good question. That's the holy grail for all coaches sitting on this call. I mean, we're all wondering, what to how do you manage the last pieces? And there's also a component of superstition. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We were going to take the pads off on Wednesday last week, and about Tuesday through the middle of practice, I'm saying, I can't change this. I talked to the senior kids, our leadership, and they're saying, no, let's not change, just keep it on. So we can manage. We'll manage the bang, and we know we got to get to these games healthy. But I think that there's ways to do that without having to stop completely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we look at Delaware, I just want to ask you one more about that defense. From the 11-minute mark there of the third quarter, rest of the way, they made some huge stops and some huge plays to get you back in the game. And that's a pretty high-powered offense. What changed over that last, what, 26 minutes?
Well, I mean, I think it was very evident that we could answer scores in that. So there was a lot of confidence that no matter what happened, happened. Now, I mean, you get a we seem to feed off of big play moments. You got a fourth down stop, and then all of a sudden it was everybody came a little bit more alive. So it wasn't a whole bunch of different schematic things. I think we just played it better and played it harder, and it just kind of worked out for us. So there wasn't anything significantly different that we did, but the ability to make a play and then spark the team seems to really get our guys going in a big time way, and then they start tasting it and they finished off very well.
Before I let you go, then let's talk about Delaware, and as you've started to look at them, what are the challenges they present for you on Saturday?
I mean, just look at the stats you send out each and every week. They're at the top of a number of different categories, both on offense and defense. I think that they've got the number one run defense in the league. So let's put it this way. They got, a very solid offensive line that seems to move around, decent tight ends, good tight ends, wide receivers that can hurt you, the quarterback's hard, and so is the running back. On defense, their defensive front and structure are very difficult to contend with. I think their nose guard is extremely, extremely good. They're active at the second level, and I think it's probably the best secondary we've seen this year.
All right, Jim. Thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Delaware, and